Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. When I was around 14 years old, we owned a house in the suburbs. It was a nice little neighborhood with very little crime. My parents would leave town a lot and leave me with a babysitter who would always take off at night with her boyfriend. My friends would then come over and we would watch music videos all night long on the different video channels until we fell asleep. There was really nothing else to do because everything was closed. Sometimes we would actually sneak out and cause havoc, but since it was really easy to get caught, we didn't do it all of the time. One time that we did sneak out, we ran into a few thugs. They had driven in from the next town over and were stalking our houses. We all ran to the backyard of one of the houses they were entering. We heard some scuffling and a scream. None of us had cell phones at the time, so we couldn't call. And by the time we heard the scream, one of the thugs was standing right near where we were, so we couldn't just take off. We sat there listening to the horrible commotion going on in the house. It was awful. We heard some more screaming and then nothing. We were so scared. The thug nearest to us went inside and we all ran home to back to my house. I heard one of them yell out, "Hey, you!" We didn't stop. We ran right inside and while I locked all of the doors, my friend called the cops. The police were about 45 minutes away from our secluded little area and said that they would get there as soon as possible and not to open any doors for anyone. They asked if there was a place to hide and I told them yes. We went up to the attic, which is really hard to find at my house because the entryway is in a closet behind a bunch of clothes. We turned off all the lights and ran up to the attic, closing everything behind us. We sat there in silence, a few of us crying, the others shaking in fear. A few minutes later, we heard banging at the door. I knew it wouldn't be the police already, so we sat there waiting. Then right when I realized that we had left the sliding glass door unlocked downstairs, I heard it open and move along the rails. There was movement downstairs in the living room, then in the kitchen. The garage door opened, and then I heard steps creaking up the stairs. "Oh, girls, where are you? Don't you want to come out and play?" We all sat there hunched in our little circle, quiet, cold, and shivering. My friend started to cry, but I put my hand over her mouth. She nodded and stopped. Then the door to the bedroom opened. This was my mom and dad's room. I could hear them searching the drawers under the bed, in the curtains, and then the closet door opened. We all held our breath. We were sitting right above where this creep was standing. One creak in the floor, and we knew we were dead. One sniffle, and he would probably pull us down and kill us all. We waited until they left the room to even breathe. For a moment, we all just sighed and let out a few needed tears of fear, then just sat there. Honestly, I think we really just silently agreed to wait until the cops came. I'm glad we did, because a few minutes later, we heard some clanging of something in the backyard. It went on for about 5 minutes, in the garage, and then in the backyard again, until we heard their car squeal off. A few minutes later, the cops were inside my house searching for us. We climbed down the ladder and into the bedroom, where they comforted us and brought us down to the living room with blankets. One of them made us some hot chocolate, and we all sat and waited for my parents to get home. The cops wouldn't leave until my parents got there. A few minutes later, the cops caught the guys racing down the highway in their cars, but never found any stolen goods. When they asked the crooks where the neighbors were, the crooks just laughed and said they had no idea. The cops couldn't lock them up for murder. We told them about all of the noise in the backyard, but nothing was found. Of course, the babysitter was fired, and I was grounded for leaving the house and not telling my parents about the babysitter leaving all of the time. It wasn't until recently when we found the neighbors, which forced me to send this story in. I was getting ready to take off to college and cleaning out a few of my old things by having a garage sale. I had pretty much put that event in the back of my head until now. Yesterday, I was digging through some old boxes in the old shed when I opened the first one. I screamed so loud that my dad came running immediately. Those freaks had stuffed my neighbors in these boxes and in the most horrible positions. No one found them because these plastic boxes are pretty airtight. The county coroner told us it looked like they were hit over the head and knocked out, then stuffed in plastic bags and in the bins, then suffocated. My poor neighbors. I hope they can find these creeps again. Who knows what other crimes these jerks have committed. Since then, I can't wait to see them punished.